Have you ever wanted to delve into the writings of the early church fathers, but didn't know where to begin? Well, we have just the resource for you. It's our book of the month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year. You can find out more at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A Year with the Church Fathers, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month. All right. Think about it this way, just for the sake of argument. You have a hard enough time holding yourself together emotionally, organizationally, in all your interactions, your social interactions, on an average week, during an average time of the year, when the pressure isn't necessarily on, you're feeling it. And then the holiday season comes up, with Christmas approaching and all of the things that have to happen. There's extra activities. There's a lot more time you have to spend with people, more social obligations, so to speak. And if you are suffering from depression, if you're having a hard time keeping your head above water emotionally on an average week, the holidays can be, well, unbearable and very isolating as well. We're going to talk about holiday depression, what the church has to say to those who suffer from it. Dr. Beverly Yonke joins us on this Monday afternoon, December the 12th. She's chair of the Department of Social Sciences at Concordia University, Wisconsin, executive co-director of Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel, and she's author of a recent column for the Lutheran Witness magazine titled Have Yourself an Awful Christmas. Dr. Yonke, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Let's talk a little bit about this time of the year that for many is a time of anticipation. They get to see family. They get to spend time off of work with that family. The bright lights, the tree, the presents, everything that goes along, the good things that go along with the approaching Christmas season. But for many, and if you would just kind of give us the lay of the land here, for many, this is the darkest time of their year, a dreaded time of the year.
It's a tragic time of year for many people who have suffered losses, who are bereaved, who suffer with depression, or who may suffer with anxiety. Very often during large stretches of the year, people can simply fall off of the social landscape, and their participation isn't really noted one way or another. But when we move into absolute high holiday season, there are expectations from family, from businesses, from friends alike, that we're going to participate in happiness. We tend to lose the focus on everything that is worship of our infant king and instead focus on how it is that we are to participate in family rituals that may be unchanged for years and years, where each family member has his or her role to play. And when an individual may be struggling with depression or anxiety or bereavement, there's very little energy or emotional capacity to take on the roles that once were enjoyed. And so there's this dread, the dread of shopping, the dread of socializing, the dread of having to really pretend that you're happy so that you don't disappoint anyone else. And so it requires a great deal of just personal resolve to say, okay, for the next 3 days when the family gathers, I'm just going to have to meet everyone else's needs, even though I can barely think or function, and my heart is crying, because no one likes unhappy people, especially at Christmas. And sadly for depressed people, some of their points of refuge are even more difficult for them. Now, for many people who are anxious or who are depressed, we ordinarily love the opportunity to be able to be in worship. And in worship, we hear our God's promises, and we are hearing once again of how it is that God has come to redeem his beloved, his creations, in the form of Jesus. At Christmas time, the depressed person goes to church, and the depressed person sees around him clusters of families that are happy, husbands and wives who appear to be wonderfully situated in love one with the other. Children appear to be well-groomed and well-behaved. And the world appears to be a perfect place. And all the promises of God are sung and chanted and spoken. And the depressed person can't take possession of any of it. So being in church is all the more difficult. It's a tough time at Christmas, which is why just about every survey that's done regarding mental health in those days says we dread Christmas. Christmas is the most difficult. Christmas reminds us of what we think our life ought to be, happy, and it isn't. And so people plunge into this horrible little trench of despair during the holidays and have to try to get themselves repackaged and ready to return to work January 1st. And they often don't look at going back to work as, thank heaven it's over, and now I can get back to living a minimalist life and no one will notice. So yes, you're right to absolutely understand. It's a tough time of year.
And one of the things about depression in general, and especially depression at this darkest time of the year, is that those who suffer from it often suffer in silence, as you say, because it is an isolating condition, even in the best of times, but especially at a time when we're kind of forced together again. Talk about how the church can speak, especially to those who are struggling and who are hurting at a time when everyone around them seems to be rejoicing and happy.
You know, that's a very difficult task because the church does rise up as one in absolute happiness, and we do sing our alleluias, and we do sing them for good cause. And so we don't want to step away from the genuine joy of our Lord's incarnation and celebration of that event. And yet a sensitivity to those around us is something that the church can do in some subtle ways. Very often, something that depressed and anxious people hear very clearly is the prayer of the church. And although there certainly isn't a service for depressed people, our Lord cares for all of his sheep and lambs in the divine service, it's remarkably helpful if a pastor, for example, in the prayer of the church is able to include a petition about our special prayer for God's mercy and compassion and encouragement to those people who struggle with depression in these days, that God would sustain them and comfort them and give them hope at times that might be very difficult. To the average person who's in worship during the days of Advent and Christmas, the prayer is, well, of course, that's a wonderful thing to pray for. To the person who's depressed and who hears a petition like that brought before our most holy God in our public assembly of worship, it is a clear signal that this place, God's people gathered around this altar for word and sacrament ministry, they understand, they get it. Thanks be to God. I am safe in this place. I won't be misunderstood. So something that simple provides a remarkable, if you will, public statement to the depressed person. You are welcome here. You are cared for here. God in his people in this place will do whatever it is that we can to ensure that your needs will be met spiritually and emotionally. So that's one very small means of Christian witness and comfort to the depressed person in the context of the church.
With only about a minute here, you're the executive director for Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Tell us briefly about Doxology. About 1 minute, Dr. Yonke.
Doxology is a RSO, a recognized service organization in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and Doxology has been providing advanced training for pastors for about the last 3 years now. And we invite pastors to join us for a series of events that help them to be the best pastors that they can be by exploring the ancient art of care of souls and bringing to bear some of the best wisdom from Christian psychology. We equip pastors not only to care for people in very important ways in a one-to-one teaching and preaching of the gospel, but we teach pastors to understand that people have sometimes real barriers to being able to hear God's holy word, and so we want for them to become equipped with special skills for providing care for people who may have special needs. And we also want for pastors to be able to care for themselves and to understand their vocation as husband as father, as son, and as pastor, so that they can serve before God, serve coram Deo, if you will, with joy instead of with a sense of obligation and a sense of my task is so large I can never possibly meet everyone's needs effectively. So doxology is refreshing pastors for ministry.
You can find out more about doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel, under the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Dr. Beverly Yonke is chair of the Department of Social Sciences at Concordia University, Wisconsin, executive co-director of Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel, and author of two recent columns for the Lutheran Witness, one titled A New and Reckless Creed, Children and Culture, and another titled Have Yourself an Awful Little Christmas. Dr. Yonke, thanks for being our guest.
My pleasure. Blessings to you in this Advent season.
When we come back, we're going to find out what's on your mind from the Issues Etc. comment line. It's a number that we keep open for you to leave your questions, comments, thoughts, criticism, 24-7, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. Your thoughts and comments on the Issues Etc. comment line on the other side of the break. I just received a report from Craig Feidinger, our business guru here at Lutheran Public Radio, that we're a little less than $34,000 short of making budget this year. Now, as you consider your year end giving, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc., truth-centered mission outreach. Any size gift is deeply appreciated, and as a way of saying thanks, we'll send you a CD of a sermon that I've preached on Christmas and another on the baptism of Jesus. You can find out how to financially support Issues Etc. by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping Issues Etc. in mind at the end of 2011.
Christmas blues.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology, and we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub, your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.